Every time I go to McDonald's, I go there about once a week, I try to imagine America without fast food. Fast food has become a necessity, like cars and telephones. I sip my tepid shake, chew my cold fries and double cheeseburger, and try to understand what it is I'm doing. Am I eating or shopping? The commercials make McDonald's seem like a place where families gather, where lovers meet, where memories leap into being, like the magical appearance of a ghost or an old friend. We're supposed to remember going to the McDonald's the same way we remember going to the prom or the occasion of our firstborn. But they're Hollywood images. They're not real. The memories blur into one large, pleasant, fuzzy image, just like those endless bags of fries merge into one archetypal bag of fries. No matter where you are in the country, the food will be the same. That's the comfort, and that's the terror. But that's not really what McDonald's is trying to sell us. There is no McDonald anymore. It's just a pleasant name that conjures the pleasant image of old McDonald and his harmless farm. What McDonald's is, really, is a doorway to another dimension, another world, a different global village with its own citizens. Ronald McDonald, Mayor McCheese, happy families, and lovers in love. And who guards the gates to this other world? Polite teenagers in uniform. What you're buying when you pass under the golden arches is a tiny unit of politeness frozen in time. Fast food in friendly bags, bright colors, friendly teens who serve you with a smile. Friendly cartoon faces that tell you, we do it all for you. It's all for me. It's reassuring. It's a temporary utopia. It lasts as long as your lunch hour. The signs tell you politely there's a 20-minute time limit to the booths. The signs in the parking lot give you a half hour. This is the wave of the future. 20 years from now, they won't even serve food. They'll just be politeness centers scattered across the nation. Little golden islands in the face of the new rudeness. Little golden islands where you can rest up for the onslaught of a vicious world. You can bask in the friendly faces of strangers, but only for a little while. 20 minutes of affection. That's all you need. That's all you get. Well-dressed young men and women will greet you attentively, listen politely for 20 minutes, and then the bad teenagers will come and take you away. Fast food for the soul. That's McDonald's. I gotta go.